Good morning and welcome to the Roundtable. Very nice to have you with us for this Thursday morning. It is the 4th of October, and we are delighted that you are with us as we talk about the news of the day and other important stuff in regards to WAMC and its future. So we will get to all of that in just a moment. Let me quickly introduce the group we have here today, and then we will talk about what we've got on the table as far as the lockbox, and then we'll talk about, I was going to say the elephant in the room, but the big story of the day. So we'll talk about that.
You're getting on my weight already?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, that's right. It's just a reflex reaction when I come into the studio.
Yeah, I know. Good morning. Ira Fussfeld is here. Ira is the publisher emeritus of the Daily Freeman, and he is a regular on our program, and we're thrilled that he's here.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you. Vera Carius Kelly is with us as well. She is a professor of comparative politics at Siena College in Loudonville, New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Very nice to have you. Yes. Congratulations. You made the cut. And from the New York Press Association, and
I don't go with the title. I'm just from the New York Press Association.
Okay, good, because I just have words
that
don't really make sense.
But you are vice president
of editorial development.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long title.
There you go. But from the New York Press Association, I'm former
editor of the Daily Gazette.
Judy Patrick, good morning.
Happy to be here.
Thank you very much.
I got to work on my title. Mine is not long enough. Judy,
but you are a very impressive person. You know, professor is that's a thing.
No.
Yeah.
You need one of those, like, you know, Judith B. Steinberg the III's
chair of
Kaufman
that.
Identity. Yeah.
Yes, I will suggest that to my leadership at the institution. See if they'd like to sell a big title.
Yeah, those are good. Those are
fun. It's a fundraising idea now.
Can I just say on that?
Speaking
on
of fundraising ideas, but yes, go ahead.
Can I just say on that issue that?
Oh, Alan Chartek is here. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joseph. I have to say that of all the people we have ever had on this radio show, the best name, the one that sticks in your mind, is Vera Acarius Kelly.
It's fairly unique, I have to admit.
It's very cool. And we welcome you, Alan. Thank you very much. So let me quickly, I'll turn this over to Alan in just a second. I just want to bring you up to date of where we are here. I don't think this is right.
318 Central Avenue.
No, this isn't right.
That's where we are.
Hold on.
Well, you know what I was going to say, Joe? I'm going to vamp for you, and I know you'll appreciate it.
I do. I always appreciate when you vamp for me.
So what I was going to say is what David Letterman would have introduced me or any of us as saying, of all the many fine people that we have on our station, Ira Fussfeld is one of them.
I like it.
As opposed to the best.
Yeah.
Certainly
yes.
It's true.
Well, so I was going to get you some information here as far as, but I don't have
what the latest is.
The lockbox was really up there this morning when I heard you talk about it with David.
With David, yeah. But we were about to go crashing through to that.
Oh, right. In this hour? I like it.
Yeah.
So,
because see, I have the total I have on here is from yesterday. Hey, Dina, could you ask Amber to get me the total? Just my sheet is outdated.
I didn't know this was a call-in show.
I know.
And thank you. And
Joe's on the phone, everybody.
Thank you. All right. So we'll find out a total. See, I have the total, but it's yesterday's total. I don't have today's total. So I have to find that out, you see. But here's the point. We're just about at $300,000.
We're on a roll.
Okay. Now, we want to make a lot of money today. So how are we going to do that? I'm going to tell you. You ready, Alan?
I'm ready, Joe.
Okay. So we have this really cool thing that we're going to be doing, and we have tickets, and by the end of this morning, they'll all be gone. So if you don't get them today, you're not going to get them.
No, that's true.
All right.
And we know that's based on our experience. And based on your phone call, Joe, in came the messenger from Garcia.
I'm glad the phone
wasn't
busy.
Remember the message from Garcia?
Yeah, I know. That would have
been
Boy Scouts
number.
Of America, we always had one event which was called the Message of from Garcia, and you handed off the message to the next person, and by the time it got where it was going, it was nothing.
And what
like
was the origin of that? Was that out of a movie?
I don't know,
or something?
And I'm a little bit afraid it may have been bad.
No. All right. Well, $292,141
right
in the lockbox.
That is close. We better make
so
it.
We would like to add $20,000 to that. Now, how we do that this morning is we have tickets. We have tickets for the Roundtable Panel Live. Now, what this is that we are going to be broadcasting live from the Linda on, get this, the day after the midterms.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. So the day after the midterms, we'll be doing a post-mortem of the midterms live at the Linda.
Now, are there any, speaking of after the midterms, are there any of that other well-known group that we still have tickets for, or are they all gone?
Is that the Capital Steps?
No, we still have Capital Steps tickets. Yeah. No, we still have Capital Steps tickets. But can I can I do that?
Well,
what?
Well, of course you can.
Yeah, okay.
How much are these tickets?
They're $100 a piece. All right, now here's who's going to be on the panel. You ready? Malcolm Nance is going to be on the panel. Judith Eng is going to be on the panel.
All right.
Mike Spain is going to be on the panel. Sarah Rogerson is going to be on the panel. Jen Smith is going to be on the panel. David Soares is going to be on the panel.
Whoa.
We have probably two more panelists who will be on the panel. And, of course, panel participants are subject to change.
Will I be there?
You and I are hosting it, so you damn well better be there.
Or will anybody be awake if they stay up late watching
the
returns?
Well, so the last time we did this, and we did it right after the 2006 election, we thought it would be different. And it turned out to be like an Irish wake. So,
2016.
Was there food?
2016. Yeah. Yes. So it has a full. Thank you for asking, Judy. Thank you. It's going to have a full breakfast. We're going to have all the panelists, and we're going to talk them. And it'll only be the people in that room who will be able to. We're not going to take letters or emails that day. It's just going to be the people in that room. These always sell out. They've sold out every time. You have Malcolm and Mike and Judy and Judith and Sarah Rogerson, Jen Smith, David Soares, and more. And you get breakfast. Alan and I will host. And it's going to be an amazing morning. And we're going to figure out what the hell happened to our country. We will meet on November 7th, 8:15. The doors open. You get to breakfast. You get to mingle with the panelists. We'll be on the air from 9 to 11.
And you will be asking some questions from the audience.
That's it. The only questions that we'll have are going to be coming from the audience. We'll be down deep. And we have a really good panel of some great people who are going to be talking and have a lot to say about the midterms. We only have a few days, really, until the midterms. And was it 5 weeks, I think? Mm-hmm. 5 weeks. So in that time, if you want it, it's $100 a ticket, and that's for you. And you get breakfast, and there's free parking. And what else can I say?
Joe, tell me about that part again about you have to do it now or you won't get in.
Well, so there's this thing called fire code.
Yeah.
And so they only let us have 200 people in the window with the stage set up that we have. So there's 200 people that can go into it. So we have 200 tickets available.
Now, let me just interject, if I may, Joe, that we have 500,000 people listening to this radio station every month. That's incredible. So 200 lucky ones get into this and do the math.
Can you do it online or do you have to call?
You can do it online, WAMC.org. You can also call in 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Now, I say get in is because we've done this. We've done many of these over at the Linda, but of the ones that we've done in the last year, they've all sold out in a day.
Has anybody turned up at the door and been told, we're really, really sorry because we really like you, but you can't come in?
I even have a name of a person.
Really?
I remember the person's name.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
It wasn't your wife, was it?
No. No.
She would have gotten in.
She would have gotten in. She would have gotten in. Yeah, she would have been up on stage with us. No. So we only have 200 tickets, and when they're gone, they're gone. So and all
don't be calling us up.
Don't be calling us up. And yeah, we can't get in. I had one of those the other day. Somebody called him and said, "Hey, can you get me in?" I was like, "I don't know. What am I look like? A ticket broker?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here, there you go. So please, $100, you get breakfast, you get an incredible conversation about the midterms. Maybe it'll be a party, maybe it won't be, but we'll see.
Now, Joe, as we all know, this is our radio station, all of ours, and we all made it what it is. So let's say you don't want to get up on November 7th. Let's say you don't want to come.
Yeah, so you just want to listen at home. Yeah, that's fine.
Can you still give?
Of course.
So you can still give even though, I mean, in other words, you think this radio station is worth it. You want to put something in the pot, maybe $10, maybe $100, maybe $1,000. But now we really need it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need $500,000 by the time we start this drive. And that is in a few days, as Joe said. What's the date?
The 15th of October. 15th of October.
Right. So we need everybody on a phone now in order to get there. We're at about the $300,000 mark when we get, but we won't make it. We only have what? Today, tomorrow, next week, right?
That's right.
Well, that's not good.
What do you want to get to about before the fund drive?
$500,000.
That's what we've always had in the lockbox recently, Judy. And our people love the lockbox. They come up to Joe and to Ira and to everybody, and they say, the lockbox is the best thing that ever happened because it takes time off the fund drive. And that's what. And in these days especially, you really got to have the radio station.
Because, see, oddly, the fund drive takes time off of our wives. But the fund drive just takes time off of the lockbox just takes time off the fund drive.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
You make a point, Joe.
Yes. So where do we – oh, so we're doing well. Okay, good. So we've already made some money. Excellent. So we need to be at the – let me just quickly – we'd be at 310 if we do this.
Okay, so we'll have gone crashing through the 100,000. We'll have 190,
and we
will have 1 week basically to make this thing.
We can do it.
You know, I've always honored you and thought that you were the best. Now I'm sure of it.
That was easy.
If the Supreme Court vote on Saturday goes the way many of us fear, Monday will be a good day to rile up the troops.
Yeah, and also I don't want to be a downer here, but Monday also is a holiday.
Uh-huh.
We will be here. I won't be, but most people will be here. And it's a hard day to make money. So if we can do it today and make up for it, that would be great.
Let us just tell you an inside story.
I'll say a whole story.
We have been around here on Columbus Day trying to raise money. Forget about it, Jack. It's very hard. So that's going to give us 4 days to do it in.
We made
to make it all.
There was several fund drives ago, and Alan and I were on. I think we did an all day thing, and we made as much money all day on Columbus Day as Alan had made in 2 hours the morning prior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Columbus Day is a reverential. I went to Columbus High School, so I feel I have some insight.
Yeah. Well, that makes
it
all right.
We like calling it Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, I would say
because we're public radio. But when people I notice when we use that, people don't know what the hell we're talking about. So I try to do a little bit of both. But so if you want tickets to see the big show, you're in the audience. You are the roundtable. You're part of the crowd. You get to be with all of us. You get to meet the wonderful panelists that we have on our program. We're going to be talking about the midterms, and it'll be quite a morning. As I say, these always sell out. I have no reason to believe that it won't sell out this year as well. And we have Malcolm Nance is going to be with us. In fact, Malcolm was the first person that responded to me. I put out a blanket email, and Malcolm was the first person back.
Hey, Joe, are we getting a moment-by-moment countdown from the 200?
I have it right 200? Here. Here's just so you know, Alan, I have two screens. I have the donation tracker screen.
Wow.
And then I also have the screen that reminds me of who's on the panel. So I'm just going back and forth. And I have our list of stories to talk about. So all of that is in here somewhere.
So what do we got?
So now I have to go to the allegiance. Yeah, okay. The tracker. All right. So we've made $3,351.
Yes,
right.
But do we know how many tickets are left?
Oh, no. Now, see, that I don't know. That I won't be able to tell you. I will only be able to tell you by total, but from that total, I'm sure I will get updates from the folks out front.
Well, will the wonderful people in Action Central, hello out there, bring us how many tickets have been sold?
They're going to send me a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because if you don't get them now, you ain't getting in.
No. So it is.
If you want to be a progressive.
And by the way, and for and that's without a G. So now, for Alan, making a brilliant point moments ago, if you don't want to go,
Joe,
that's fine. But $10, $50, $40, whatever you can do in the lockbox, that helps us. That's great.
Well, we can't do it without really everybody doing something. I know. I repeat this over and over again. But my passion is there. The passion is, let's keep this going. We cannot let the light go out. We can't.
We need you. It's as simple as that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
$200,000 we need now.
And you can be a part of our roundtable panel live on November 7th, 8:15 is when the doors will open. And this is true. For those of you who've been to one of these, the people start lining up around 7:30. And they're outside on the avenue, which I don't recommend, but okay.
Why and not, Joe?
There's safety in numbers.
Why
right. not, Joe?
Sometimes we let you in early just because we don't want anything to happen.
Now you park your car down the street like I do, and there's nobody here.
That's true.
That's a little
true. So, and then we let you in. You have breakfast. You get to mingle with the group. And then we go on, and then you ask the questions. It's really great. And we're going to go for 2 hours because we think, either way, whether there's a blue wave or a red wave or whatever happens, there's going to be a lot to talk about that morning.
There sure will.
And so when you come back from the break, we now know where message from Garcia came from.
Which is?
Well, I didn't want to do it because we have 2 seconds.
Yes, you do. So let me just tell you that if you would like to get in on all of this, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC. You can also do it online, WAMC.org. We have Alan Chartok, Judy Patrick, Vera Acarias-Kelly, and Ira Fussfeld. When we come back, we'll talk about the stories of the day, including the Kavanaugh nomination, which the FBI report is out. It is being read. There is only one copy, so there's a lot of people passing it around. We'll be back after this. Earth, wind, and fire this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. So we'll actually get to the discussion part. Two things you need to know. One, tickets are going very quickly. The great thing about this is that it's $100 a ticket, and we have a lot of people. People are buying a ticket. They're buying 4 tickets. They're buying 5 tickets. So they're going very quickly. Right now, just in the time that we've been on, we've probably, my guess would be about 50 tickets are gone. Out of the 200. So that is cool. And then Alan has exciting news.
Well, you never know around here. I have a yellow piece of paper. I'll show it to the rest of the panel.
That's what makes it official.
It's official. It's official. It says,
if it wasn't yellow, could you
it
do
says,
that?
It says, Anonymous from Rifton, New York.
Ooh.
Like what we've been doing, and Anonymous says, all right, I will give you $5,000 if by the end of the panel, we can have all together raised $25,000. That's not going to be easy, and that counts what's already come in, Joe.
That's correct. That would bring us to $315,000. And and not to cheat that a little bit, but we carved out a little extra time. So we're actually going to go to about 10:42 this morning.
Okay,
so
just tell everybody what the game is. Okay.
Yeah, so we're 10:42. Going. So we have a little bit of extra time, but let's pretend it's 10:30, okay?
Okay, so we're going to get an additional $5,000. Look.
Correct, which would bring us up to $320,000 if we make it, Alan.
With that. But what about what you're doing here?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But my point is that we started at 290.
Yes,
right?
Gotcha.
So if you make the 25, that's 315. You add the 5, you get 320.
But what about the?
There are some very generous people in Rifton.
Yep.
I'm aware of a whole bunch of them. So I don't know whether they are involved with this, but they've been very generous to organizations.
Well, I'm sorry. What are you questioning?
No, it's just my math is so bad.
He's struggling with math.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
That is right.
No,
I'm the old kind of political scientist. Okay. So
I'm not sure what that means.
That means the new ones, they know, like you, they know what they're doing. So, okay. So so right now, how much is in the bank?
Right now, $296,311.
Okay, $311. Now, if we sell out the lender, that would make it.
That would bring us to 310.
Oh, because we've already accounted for some of the money.
Yep.
Okay, 310. And then, if we get another 25,000.
No.
No.
Let's just stop there. We'll pause.
You need more coffee.
An abacus and an abacus.
Well, I just want to get to the show. That's all.
All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
And so, for those who missed what is going on at the Linda? And
okay.
Why does that happen?
Thank you. All right. So here's the thing, and I'll do this. So, Alan, we started this morning at $290,000.
I remember that.
Okay. We want to make $25,000, which would bring us to $315,000.
I see.
Of that, we have made $6,311. Mm-hmm. So right now, to make our challenge, which is on the table from Rifton, we would, and this is where math comes in, we would need $19,000.
Right. And I'm going to try one more time.
Yeah.
We have two things going on here right now, right?
Right. We have the challenge.
The challenge. That's the 25, and that'd be 30, right?
Right.
But in addition to that, we have some seats at the Linda, right? And you're counting.
No. That's including. That's what's helping us make the 20,000.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
We're going to take Vera's advice. She says, stop. That's enough.
Let's move.
Okay. All right.
I mean, in other
can
words, how dumb can you be,
to
Alan?
Garcia?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Message to Garcia. This is from Brad in Williamstown, who says, the message to Garcia is from an essay on perseverance by Elbert Hubbard, 1899, written in context of the Spanish-American War. A heroic soldier carries an important message from President McKinley to the leader of the Cuban insurgents through thick and thin. That's the message to Garcia, or from Garcia.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Garcia will not be at the Linda on that.
But we have to get this done, is the point.
That's right.
In order for us to survive.
Almost 40 tickets. 40 tickets sold.
40 tickets sold. We have 160 left. That means there are 500,000 people. Here's some math. 500,000 people listen every month to this radio station. Of that 500,000, 40 have now got their tickets. 160 is all we have left, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we are getting screamed at because we are not talking about politics and we are talking about fundraising. So I will get to that real quick. Thank you. 1-800-323-9262 to help in the lockbox, WAMC.org to do that as well. Now let's go to the stories of the day. And we begin with the FBI report. So the FBI report is out. The Senate has begun reviewing it. It is in, I don't know, some sort of, is it the National Archives? Where the hell is it? It's in some room, and
it's
then
in
you
a
have
skiff,
to go.
They call it.
A skiff.
Yeah.
You know something about that, don't you?
Center, right?
It's like a metal box they go in, and they can't.
Is the first word secure?
Secure.
You can't bring in. I, Judy and I were talking about it. It's like when you visit somebody at the prison, you leave your cell phone out. You can't bring pen or paper. You just go in and
try to
read,
memorize as much as you can.
And then you have to memorize when you depart.
Right.
Now, the president said overnight at 2:50 in the morning or something that he is fully confident that the Senate will confirm Kavanaugh, whose confirmation process has been roiled by the allegations of three women about his behavior for more than three decades ago. The president, the White House, are firmly behind Brett Kavanaugh, according to Raj Shah, who said this during an appearance on CNN, saying that we believe that all the Senate's questions have been addressed through the supplemental FBI investigation. So the Republicans have the first crack at it. Then the Democrats have their turn to watch.
I heard Grassley gets it, and then the ranking
Feinstein,
member Feinstein.
And then it goes down through the ranks.
Yeah.
But all 100 senators can look
at it. Well, they must because it's already cleared the committee.
It must take 48 hours for everybody to have access to
it. Well, I guess the Republicans get it for an hour, then the Democrats get
it
for an hour, and
so
the Republicans get it for an hour.
The fix is in. That's my problem. The FBI got instructions, which I believe were compromised so that they couldn't, despite the presidential rhetoric, go where they wanted to go. So there were certain things that they were told they couldn't do. So, for example, we're hearing on the news this morning that they were told they could not look into Kavanaugh's drinking issue. If that's true, if that's the case, then and the whole question of whether he lied under oath about his drinking, that certainly skews the results of this FBI report.
But might it, but given all the anecdotal information we're hearing on the news, admittedly not under oath to my knowledge, could that not be enough to be to give the senators who are teetering reason for pause?
Ira, we went around the room yesterday,
and
I asked everybody here, do you think he'll be confirmed or not? Everybody in the room, I believe Joe may have been absent on that vote, said yes, no, he will not be confirmed. And I said, yes, he will be confirmed. And here's my reasoning, that if you take a look at all the Republican polling, it's a huge wipeout of Republican women and men who are opposed, who are for Kavanaugh, who want Kavanaugh to get confirmed. Every one of those people, including Susan Collins, who I believe, Joe, you could look this up, is up for re-election in 2 years, knows that if they go wrong on this, they're going to get slaughtered in a primary. So they're going to do what they have to do to survive. We have words for people like this, but this is a family program. So I'm not about to say them, but to me, it's incontrovertible. You need two votes because if you only get one, by the way, then the vice president breaks it, breaks the tie. So where are those two votes coming from?
Vera.
Well, I still hold out some hope, although I fear greatly. Alan might be right on that. But I hope that they are, during the period of discussion, which will follow, obviously, there's, a 30-hour period of discussion following the access to this FBI report or these sort of, pages that they have limited access to. I hope that there will be some reflection on the part of Susan Collins, Murkowski, and Flake. I think they are still undecided, those three.
Well, you know, you could be right. I could be wrong. The Alaska thing is very interesting. Mm-hmm. The senator from Alaska has a shot at survival.
Yes.
If she decides not to go with it. But I can't see where the other votes are coming from.
So the reason for Alaska, don't you think it has to do with the strong Native American constituency for Lisa Murkowski? She needs them, and they're, the Native American communities in Alaska are deeply upset about some of Kavanaugh's views on the rights of indigenous people.
But I brought this up yesterday. Mm-hmm. After the hearing, after Thursday's hearing, Lisa Murkowski said that she was leaning toward voting for Kavanaugh. I mean, that if you wonder what could possibly come out in the through this FBI report and what has come out over the next week that would tip that, other than, as Alan mentioned yesterday, the pressure on her. Is that will that be enough?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how to read sort of comments in the media leaning towards, because
leaning towards means I believe Vera, it means I'm going to vote for.
Well, I don't know. Flake said something similar, and then he leaned the other way. I'm not
but
sure
where did he lean
what.
The other way?
What
but
this
he still voted.
Means.
He still voted to put it to the fore.
He shook his finger at everybody and said what the president said, his language was disgraceful, and a lot of other people got on to that. But in the end, he's leaning to yes.
Yep, maybe.
You know, Alan was asking me earlier why I look so somber or so solemn. Yeah. And it was because it's not so much, the appointment to the Supreme Court, but it's the fact of all those faces that were behind the president the night he mocked Susan or Christine Blasey Ford. And I'm looking at all the citizens of this country who are not buying into the fact that women are sexually assaulted and harassed, and the fact that the Republicans are looking at polling saying, hey, this is okay. It's the blowback for the Me Too movement, and I think it's a serious threat to women everywhere.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, when Joe is nice enough to invite me to come up here, and I'm driving up thinking about what I might say, and I'm thinking I got to find something that's insightful or humorous or whatever, and I find that this subject and that the particular rally and the sham of the investigation that the FBI apparently has been ordered to do is so disturbing. It's just, I don't even know what to put into words, and that doesn't make for good radio because we all want to sound like we know what we're talking about, but it's just demoralizing what's going on in this country.
Okay, so let's talk about the political implications of all of this. We are now hearing from very good pundits and analysts that if he is denied the nomination, that the Republican base will rise up as one to protest it in the midterm elections.
And there are some polls that are suggesting that's what's happening.
Right. So the irony here is that if he gets it, the Republican base doesn't rise up as one because they're not angry, you know, about it. So ironically, if irony is the right word, I know, Judy, when you have your red pencil, irony is a word you cross out a lot, you know, in articles. The irony of this is, if he gets in, it is possible that both houses of Congress will go Democratic.
That is why politics is such a crappy
game. Horrible. It's horrible. Yep. I mean, you see what, for all the tumult during the Clarence Thomas era, and then Clarence Thomas got in, and he's been on the court now for almost 20 years.
And he'd get in today.
And he's silent.
And they're now, the historians will have to remind me, did the Republicans pay for Clarence Thomas getting through? Was that one of the upheavals in the Congress? I don't remember.
Yes, it was.
That was the Year of the Woman, right?
But as Judy said better than I did, the spectacle of the mocking of this woman who was brave enough to come forward and tell a story that even Trump for 24 hours said was a credible story, and then to turn around and mock her, and these people behind him on the stage, we all know those are plants. They put people who are predisposed to liking Trump.
Or who are symbolically correct.
Yeah, but, you know, nudging each other like it was a Monty Python, not nudge, nudge, wink, wink. It's just and then the drive-by press conference that Trump had, where he said in effect that men are the victims.
I mean,
this is the
so
country that we want to live in.
Deeply,
it's terrible. It's disturbing.
Yeah, it's shocking, but also I think in the long run, what it indicates is that the Republican Party is under increasing demographic pressure. They do know the end of these politics is coming, because in just 20 years, the demographic reality in this country will be looking entirely differently. We have entire Latino, Asian American constituencies, African American communities, young people that are increasingly in urban environments and perceiving LGBTQ rights in a different way, women's rights. So, I mean, it is a reflection. This theater, this political theater, and this horrible polarization that we see now is a reflection of what's to come in terms of a shift in the country's direction.
I have one word for you. Ready? Mm-hmm. Gerrymander.
Well, that's the root of all evil.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these guys, these Republicans, were very strategic. They went and they captured state legislatures. Most people don't know it. Mm-hmm. It's not the Congress who does their own districts. It's the state legislature who does it, and that's why we are where we are right now.
But you can't blame the Senate on gerrymandering, though. It's too
close
to
it. You can't.
No, but I mean, this is why it's so important also to have judicial appointments all over the country, because they get to decide on certain questions related to gerrymandering. So, I mean, the Republicans have had a long-term strategy, and here we are facing it without having prepared for it, in essence.
And Michael says that Sergeant Garcia was the goofy Mexican army sergeant in Zorro, and that's where this all comes from.
Get it.
Okay, we have a challenge. Important stuff. We have a challenge.
Okay, look, Anonymous from Rifton has said, I like what you guys could do. I don't know if you can do it again, But if you can, I will give you $5,000 if you can make $25,000 by the end of the roundtable. How much of that 25 have we made, Joe?
We have made just under $9,000. So we have about over $15,000 to go. So we need to make that, and we have about 50 minutes to do it in.
If you are a believer in the lockbox, if you want to get this thing done, this is the time. Please, whatever you can do, $5, $100, $1,000, whatever it is you think you can do, do it. But you know how this country gets into trouble is when people turn their backs and say, yeah, they don't need my vote, and then it's all over.
I will say one of the interesting things in watching the pledges come through is we have a lot of new members, which is great. People who are getting tickets for our panel who have never pledged before but are also coming to an event for the first time. So that's really awesome.
Has Amber told you how many tickets are gone?
I think we're around 40, although I have not gotten a recent number, but I'm watching it here. So I will let you know when we have it. However, just a quick reminder that the panel is the day after the midterms. We are doing a live panel at the Linda, right in Central Avenue in Albany, New York, and you can be a part of it. We are going to have Malcolm Nance and Judith Eng, Sarah Rogerson, Jen Smith, David Soares, Mike Spain. Alan and I will host, and we'll all talk about the midterm elections. It will be all midterm elections, and there's a lot to talk about. There's going to be the House, of course, the Senate, not to mention the races that are going on locally, including the Delgado Faso race, and many other things that are of interest to us. So we will be we have a lot to talk about that morning. We'll have breakfast for you, and it's $100 a ticket. Tickets are going quickly, briskly, and hopefully by the end of this time, our time together in the next 40 minutes, they'll all be gone. So there you go, 1-800-323-9262. But the important thing here is, regardless of the tickets, we have to make the money, and we have a $5,000 challenge on the table, and we will be in a very good place if we make this. We just have to do it. So everybody coming together, 1-800-323-9262 or online at wamc.org, wamc.org. We can't afford not to do it.
Not only that, but, you know, my heart's beating a little bit faster, and my blood pressure is probably up. You know, around the 200 range,
oh, Jesus.
Something like that.
That would not be good. Correct.
How much of the money that gets donated, we put it aside for a stretcher or a
defibrillator? Yeah.
We actually have a defibrillator. Whether anybody can run it is another whole story.
We'll hope for the best. We welcome you to join us, wamc.org, wamc.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll come back to letters and more discussion after the short break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us on this Thursday morning. I've lost track of the days. We're doing well, Alan. We're doing well. How well? Well, we're about, let's see, we need to make, $15,000. We started needing $25,000. We need $15,000. We have a $5,000 challenge. We have the tickets that we're giving away, $100 a piece, to the roundtable panel live at the Linda the day after the midterm elections, with breakfast and an all-star panel. Well, turn your microphone on there, Alan. I don't know why it isn't, but just that blue button. Do it again. There you go.
How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, I probably leaned on it. I'm sorry, Joe.
You have to repeat everything.
Nobody's on.
Nobody's on. Yeah, now we're
on. All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's great. I know that's wonderful. So so we have less than an hour to raise $15,000, right?
Yes, sir.
Can that be done?
We did it yesterday. We'll do it today.
Okay, everybody out there. Now, you know how important this is. You know what's at stake. It's your station. You're tuned in. We're getting a few letters, not a lot, a few letters about stop talking about money. No, ladies and gentlemen, we can't stop talking about money because we can't have the station otherwise.
You can speak to this much better than I can, but here's the thing that I don't understand is that the difference, of course, between people say, oh, well, then you're doing the fund, you drive all the time. Well, no, we're taking a few moments out of the panel. I would dare say 15, 20 minutes total out of the panel.
and we're adding time even so we can talk about it. And that's different than suspending programming that we would do during the fund drive.
Please. As Brother Lewis put it, there are 10,000 reasons not to give, and you found yours. And that's it. Come on, everybody. We all know that there are positive people in this world, and then there are the negative people. And we're not talking about them. We're talking about everybody who loves the station, who tells me you love the station. Now's the time. Put something into that lockbox and make us whole. We need how much, Joe?
We need just under $14,000. So the really cool thing, Alan, is we're over $300,000 in the lockbox now.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, that's really cool.
That's good, but it's not cool enough. Because we got to get there. We have to get to the $500,000 mark.
Right.
It won't be easy.
No, it won't be easy. Okay. But we're going to do our part this morning. Everybody's going to do it. And I think, Alan, you'll be happy in 40 minutes from now.
I hope so. I hope so. I think we can.
Okay. Let's do a few letters, and we'll have news, and then we'll be good to go.
Okay. Brucey says, depressing take from Nate Silver's team, the depressing view from 538.com, Nate Silver's website, that whichever side wins the Kavanaugh confirmation fight will be disadvantaged on November 6th. The Kavanaugh outcome will enrage one side or the other. The more enraged party will do better on November 6th. If we win, we lose. If we lose, we win. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what Judy said. It was the ugly part of politics, the really nasty side of reality here.
And Jill says, I'm very nervous. I've heard that the Republicans are more united and galvanized because of the Kavanaugh situation. Here's my take on it. If Kavanaugh wins confirmation, more Democrats will be inspired to vote and have a chance at taking at least one house in Congress. Yep. If his confirmation is defeated, however, angry Republicans are going to come out to vote in droves and not only keep the Congress, but even may even gain seats. What are your thoughts? First of all, we've talked about that here, and we all agree with you. At least I agree with you. I think you're right. On the other hand, the Republicans had a choice here. Go with them and lose the midterms or eschew him and win the midterms. And that's their decision.
They want that conservative judge to change the face of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And forever.
And they will worry about the consequences later.
That's right.
Forever.
They will have 30 years. Yep.
Okay. George says, panel, amazing how the target keeps moving on this, guys, as libs can't seem to make anything stick. And that's from George. And Bob says, FBI report on Kavanaugh. Maybe senators can tell the public what's not in the FBI report on Kavanaugh. Yeah, and that's something we're all thinking about. Are there going to be leaks?
Yeah, I mean, it'll likely be what's not in the report.
Senator Schumer is supposed to have a press conference at 11 o'clock to talk a little bit about, I assume he'll talk a little bit about what's in the report. Two quick things. First of all, we have to take a break and go to news. But one is that we had a couple letters from people saying that they've been having trouble with the website, going to the website and finding the tickets for the roundtable panel live. And if you can't immediately find it, just put it in your comment section and we'll make sure you get the tickets.
Absolutely.
Okay. So just do that. Also, in addition to that, we do have that going on, WAMC.org, and it's the 7th of November, the day after the midterm elections, and we'll be having a live program across the street at the Linda. Also, Alan, we have a major challenge of $5,000 from Anonymous from where?
Rifton, New York.
All right.
By the way, folks, I can give you my word on this. We have never, ever, 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 never made one of these ups. In other words, if we hear from somebody and they say anonymous, there is such a thing. And, a challenge, and we very much appreciate it. But anyway, $5,000. Now, Joe, my question to you would be, as the keeper of the flame, where are we? How much do we need in the next 45 minutes?
We need $14,000. $14,000. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to go to your computer, go to a telephone, and do all of that. We're going to go to news. WAMC.org, WAMC.org to help out with the lockbox. Do whatever you can with the lockbox. If you want a ticket to the show on the 7th for the midterms, on the midterm elections and the postmortem, that is $100 per ticket.
with a breakfast and our panel all-stars. We welcome you. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and we'll come back with a good total right after this short break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And welcome to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok is here, Judy Patrick, Vera Karius-Kelly, and Ira Fussfeld. And so, Alan, we've got good news regarding the lockbox and bad news regarding the lockbox.
Okay. The good news is...
The good news is that we're at... you remember we were going for Yeah, $315,000.
We needed $25,000 to get $5,000 from an anonymous in Rifton. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Of that $25,000, how much is in?
We need $10,874 to go.
Okay. So then we have, and we've done this before, but it's going to take everybody's muscle to do it. We have a half an hour, and if we can do it, if we, you know, basically 100 people and $100 each, we're done. You could do 50, you could do 1,000, whatever you can do, that would be incredibly helpful, or we're going to not make this. We're not going to make the $5,000 extra from a Rifton, New York, and that is terribly important. We all know it because we're all in it together. And, you know, I stop people on the street or they stop me and say, did you make it this morning? Did you make it? That's amazing. It's amazing. People get involved in this.
They do indeed. So we'll keep you up to date. It's we'll make it. We have a half hour, and
it's not enough.
Just the tickets are flying as well. We just want to make note of that. People are asking, so we only have about 120 left.
Okay, here we go. You want some letters?
Yes, please.
Okay. So Kevin says separation of powers. The vote by the Senate should be the nomination. Should the nomination of Kavanaugh pass, will be another example of the diminishment of checks and balances. The bartering of future favors within the Senate and the balancing of getting reelected versus a common sense vote and the push to seat Kavanaugh by Monday to ensure the decision of the Supreme Court to deny states the ability to try Trump or others is sending civic duty and civility down the national drain. Point taken. Russ says, it's all the same. Little has changed since November 2016. The voting public is still leaning protectionist and isolationist. The same wedge issues still take the same slices out of the electorate, and compelling middle-of-the-road candidates are even less in evidence. Rather than a wave, we might see something like more like a blue mud puddle. And that's Russ from Menands. And Jim says, Kavanaugh, good morning. I'm guessing the Republican leadership will lose a few seats in both the House and the Senate if they get Kavanaugh on the bench. With him on the bench, the election laws, the gerrymandered districts will remain in place, and everything the Dems will try to get through will or may be blocked in the courts. Thoughts?
Yeah, well, that is certainly what we think is quite a possibility.
Okay, right? Joe, I want you to interrupt me when the statistics come in.
$9,500.
$9,500. Let's go, everybody. That's $1,000 in just a few minutes. Everybody to a phone now, 1-800-323-9262. Write it down, 1-800-323-9262. Daisy says, I was at the up in Big Indian canvassing for Antonio Delgado this weekend. A man chased me and my friend off the lawn, screaming, get the bleep off my lawn. This is a Republican valley. You Democrats will burn in hell for what you've done to that poor man. You can bet I'll vote if I have to be carried on a GD stretcher. The country needs to get its act together soon, or I worry things will only get worse, and our delicate Democratic experiment may fail. Vote, 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 says Daisy.
So on that note, I wanted to mention that I had several of my poli-sci students that volunteered to canvass in, Delgado/Faso areas, and they were warmly welcomed. So I just wanted to mention that there is also a change in some of the areas. So I'm very sad to hear the story, but there are counterexamples as well.
But you know, Vera, this is really all about turnout, isn't it?
It is.
It's all about whether somebody sits on their behind or whether they say, this is important enough for me to go and vote and make a decision. We know that less than half the people who vote in presidential elections are biggest election, or about half. And these, a few votes will carry it one way or the other.
Absolutely right.
$9,400, and we have 25 minutes. Go ahead.
I had the occasion to go to Cooperstown a couple of weeks ago, and I've been there a number of times, but I went a different way, and I was driving on back roads that I didn't know existed and was shocked to see how many Delgado and Faso signs there were. And it hit home to me again about how this district has been gerrymandered in such a crazy way. If you put it on a map and you try to figure out why did they do this, well, we know why they did it, but it's a huge district, and I don't even forgetting the ideology aside for a second, I don't know how one congressman covering that much territory can be attentive to the district as well as he or she might be.
You make a point. Mark says not to discourage. You don't need gerrymandering to have the minority of the country have the majority of power in the Senate, as we already do. The state of Mississippi, the appalling Raleigh location, has the same voting power as New York and California. By 2040, 70% of Americans are expected to live in the 15 largest states, home to the overwhelming majority of the 30 largest cities. That means that 70% of Americans get all of 30 senators, and 30% get 70 senators. That's exactly right.
That is where we're going unless there is some reform movement. Correct.
So you don't really, first of all, you don't really expect that, Vera, to happen, do you? I mean, you think these clowns are going to vote to put themselves out of office?
Well, and that's the great compromise we all learn about in seventh grade.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We're in the 8,000s these days. $8,600.
And how much time?
We have, I can't do that math, 24 minutes.
24 minutes. Okay. Mark says, we did that. Thank you, Mark. And Christina says, Kavanaugh, I'm not worried about the backlash of Republican momentum if Kavanaugh is denied the confirmation, because there is still a month before the election. Anything can happen during that time to change the tide. As we know, the news changes daily, and Trump is most likely going to do something else to disgust and revolt both sides in the next few weeks. And better yet, if Mueller's report comes out before the election, then the Dems will have nothing to fear.
Except that report will not be released before
I agree with you.
It's just against.
You mean the
standard.
FBI report? Yeah, but you're already here. I'm look up at the screen. Yeah. They're already getting initial responses. And what if every Democrat who does not want Kavanaugh reads the report?
Oh, she's talking about the Mueller report.
The Mueller report will not be released because.
But it'll get out somehow.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Wow. I think it'll not happen before the election because
he's been very fastidious, if that's the right word, about this.
$8,000.
$8,000, and how much? How many? 20 minutes?
23.
$8,000. Listen, everybody, this is Alan speaking.
What do we lose if we don't make the $8,000?
$5,000, Joe.
Okay.
$5,000, and think of where we'll be. You know, if we're to get halfway in this drive, we really are going to need everybody right now. This is the moment. This is the vortex. This is the universal joint of WAMC. And Heather says, divided country. Other than during the Civil War, has this country been divided as it is now? If so, when and where was it resolved? Thanks, Heather. And then we heard from Oliver, who said, presidential mocking. Victims take heart to be mocked and belittled by someone who exhibits deplorable, destructive, unjust, and oppressive behavior, especially if the offender exhibits all these loathsome traits on a regular basis. I view this as a badge of honor. You know, Oliver, I hear what you're saying, but I have a problem with it. And my problem with it is some of the great dictators in history did exactly this kind of thing. And we didn't say it was a badge of honor. And we know what the results of all of that was.
There are a lot of people who disagree with Trump's policies and who would say, okay, we disagree with his policies and there's going to be another election and maybe we can change the policies. This goes beyond the policies. This mocking, this divisiveness, this tearing the country apart, this is serious, serious stuff. And it goes way beyond. The damage that he's created, in my view, is going to linger for at least a generation.
Okay. So what I wanted to ask, though, don't you think that during the Civil Rights Movement and the Vietnam War, this country was just as polarized?
Well, Vietnam was
hostile?
Certainly polarizing, no question about it. No question about it. Okay, we got to move fast. Joe, give us an update, will you, please?
$7,969, and we have 40 minutes to do it.
Okay, everybody, please make us whole. Get the $5,000 from the wonderful person in Rifton, New York, who is saying, I like it. I like what you've been doing. $5,000 if you can do it. We only have 40 minutes. We need how much, Joe?
We need 79.69.
Wow. And Lori says, Alan's correct. I have no doubt that Kavanaugh will be confirmed. Flake, Collins, and Murkowski will fall into line, as Republicans always do. It won't take long for the senators to read the report of the FBI investigation. How much of an investigation can be done in 2.5 days? In any case, almost all will be inconsequential information given by Kavanaugh supporters. Why was anyone surprised that the man lied under oath? Why would a confirmed liar tell the truth just because he's under oath? Lori. And Louise says, for those of us who listen to the Roundtable, the fun drives goes on for a month. One, Kavanaugh will be confirmed between him and Betsy DeVos. Sexual assault and abuse has been licensed for all college campuses. Two, the Republicans have been mobilized and both the House and Senate will not flip. Three, Trump will be elected in 2020 and probably have another appointment to the court. And four, The Handmaid's Tale will come true for American women, except for the Republican women who are part of the 1%, a very depressed American woman. Well, depressed American woman, let me just say, Louise, I'm concerned about your letter. You make a lot of good points, but I am not going to apologize to anyone for having to raise this money to keep this station going. And, Joe, we need how much in the next 38 minutes? 39 minutes.
I'm doing the subtraction necessary.
Okay.
You know, I share the sadness about what's happening now, and there are times where I just give up. But I think it's time for this country to have a reckoning about this, and figure out where we're going to go forward. And I'm looking for is some leadership.
What do you mean reckoning, Judy?
This is to have a really frank discussion about sexual harassment and sexual abuse and what's tolerated and what's okay, because people are really good at saying on the surface, oh, I'm against sexual abuse or sexual harassment, but I'm hearing undertones all over the place about, well, you know, he didn't really rape her, you know, dirty jokes okay once in a while. I mean, you're never going to get a busload of nuns to witness someone sexually harassing someone. And I think we really, in order to move forward and to have a really civil society, need to address this.
1-800-323-9262. We're getting close, folks, but we're not there. By any means, we're not there, right?
$7,554.
That means 75 people. Is that what it is?
75 people in 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes. Please, everybody, do something. Get on a phone now. 1-800-323-9262, or we won't make it. That $5,000 is so important. John says, nothing is skewed here. The panel's reasoning is very flawed and highly partisan. Flake agreed to the one-week delay to only allow the FBI dig deeper into the Ford allegation, nothing more. The FBI found that there is nothing to substantiate Ford's flawed memory, nothing at all. So sorry, but Mitch isn't going along the Democrats' delay tactics. The only thing here is Kavanaugh's judicial philosophy. The Republican base is going to rise anyway because of the Democratic clown show. Again, flawed, partisan, critical thinking. Look at the polls. And that's John, who writes to us on a fairly regular basis along these lines. And, of course, we read them. I would wonder whether they read them on Fox. 1-800-323-9262. Sean says, New York Times invest. Trump is a brilliant con man. We are all talking about his rally, WAMC, WAPO, and nothing about his financial fraud. Trump changes the conversation yet again. And that's from Sean. 1-800-323-9262. Come on, everybody. Richard says, go, Kavanaugh. If Kavanaugh's rejection would result in a red wave and his appointment will result in a blue wave, then it will be far better for America if he gets confirmed. Any replacement of Kavanaugh will be just as bad or even worse. That's an interesting letter.
Well, I mean, so here's the question that I have. Kavanaugh is a choice that was made that I think that was actually a flawed choice. The president could have chosen a conservative more conservative judge than Kavanaugh, who had a clean sort of record from high school and college.
Do you think the president knew that this guy was dirty?
Well, I think he didn't pay close enough attention. He was warned a little bit about that there might be there's so many records out there about Kavanaugh and some of the prior information that was in earlier FBI reports that did mention some of the drinking issues.
As we've talked about in the show, mm-hmm. this administration does not seem to be really great in its vetting of the people they put in office.
Hey, Joe, how are we doing?
$6,669.
Whoa, so 66 people now.
Everybody, 15 minutes.
And we only have 15 minutes to go. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
Whatever you can do.
Whatever you can do, please.
We got a $500, we got a $1,000, we got a $20, we got $10. So whatever you can do.
That's great, Joe. And I think that's so important to tell everybody. And Jacob says, of all the states, New York is hardly gerrymandered. Please stop with the misinformation. Well, the congressional districts were court drawn.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, don't you tell me that the New York State Senate isn't heavily gerrymandered, because it is. And the leader of the state Senate, the Republicans, have always gone up to the great computer on the wall and say, oh, great computer on the wall, give me a district where I can't lose. And said the same thing in the assembly. The Democrats do the same thing in the assembly. It's disgusting. But thank you for that anyway, Jacob. Even though you're wrong. Okay. Brian says, isolationism, nationalism. I've recently been reading a couple of books by Eric Larson, a wonderful author who takes deep dives into historical nonfiction. I've recently read two books based at the turn of the 20th century, and I'm struck by the nationalist fervor prior to World War I. We aren't the only ones devolving into nationalist ideology. In a fair, we are on the brink of World War III and the Second American Civil War. Brian in Glendale. And Eric, our good friend Eric, who we like so much, says about the lockbox, good morning, panel. Let's get the fun drive over as quickly as possible. Give now. I, for one, don't want to miss a day of the panel during these crucial times. Eric, and that's a very good letter.
$5,000, 15 minutes.
Oh, boy. We're getting closer. I was just thinking about that. We all should take a Freudian lens to when President Trump gives some rally speech, because whatever wording he chooses applies to himself. Con man. And these kinds of terms. We should really, I watch him sometimes. Well, I only last for about 15 minutes because it's just so depressing, especially with the undermining, the grotesque commentary related to Dr. Blasey Ford. So, really, I almost jot down some of his terminology because I think it applies directly to him, his family, his sort of inner circle, and I think there it is.
Yeah, con man he used the other day to describe the Democrats, and it was just one of those head-shaking moments. Unreal.
Russ has written a letter, which annoys me, but I'll read it anyway, fundraising. I agree that having a lockbox is a great idea. Okay, so far so good. And a shorter fund drive is a great idea, too. But you're also taking time away from the panel discussing the issues of the day by your appeals to your listeners to contribute to the lockbox. In essence, you are fundraising right now, and either way, we are losing time for regular programs.
I contend we can do both.
Well, you're right. And the point is, if we didn't have the money, we couldn't do anything. It's that simple.
$4,900, Alan.
How much time?
Let's get it done, people.
That's the last good news. 12 minutes.
12 minutes. We need $4,900. Somebody put $1,000 in already. If you can do that now, you'll save us. From the Cossacks at the door, bump, 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 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Let's go, everybody. Look, Russ says, why are you annoying me by doing this? Well, we're trying to run the station. Would you rather have a two-week fund drive? I don't think so. A couple of minutes out during the, instead of the one-day fund drives we've been having, it's been magnificent, and you've all been part of it. Anything you can do to save us is great. What?
So somebody wrote in and said, why are you going for the popular show? Well, that's because that's where the people are listening and where you're going to make the money. I don't think that's that makes sense, right?
Well, we do. You've been magnificent in the fund drives, Joe, and you've raised money when nobody's supposed to be listening to the radio, and they do. And we are doing our best to keep this thing alive. It's a precious thing this radio station of ours. Anybody who's listening now knows there's nothing like it in the United States of America. Nothing. Nowhere. We keep hearing from all of you about that who have lived in other places. But now we need how much, Joe?
We need $4,579. We have 11 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is not going to be easy. Everything that's on the table, ladies and gentlemen, will count. Everything will count. So don't say, I can't do it because it'll be too late. No, it won't be too late. Now's the time. You have to do it now especially. We need 45 of you right this second. You can be one of the 45, and that will be great. Let's do it.
What's at stake right now is a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous, and your pledge is basically doubled at this point.
You know, Ira and I were talking on the media project this morning, as was Judy, about whether or not newspapers were going down, you know, and whether or not not-for-profit was going up, you know. And obviously some of the newspapers don't like it. But the fact of the matter is we really do need to save this station because it's a model that is not held by everybody. What, you guys get, 10% of your money from the government? And therefore, I'm not going to give you anything. There are 1,000 reasons not to give, and there's only one reason to give, and that's because you really believe in this precious experiment, and that's what we have here. Joe.
$3,700.
37 people. Now, be one of those 37 people. We only have how long?
9 minutes.
9 minutes. That's plenty of time if we can do it. Will everybody pick up a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262?
Or online, if you're getting a busy signal or having trouble, just do it online, wamc.org.
We are having trouble.
I know we have a lot of phones going, but there's a lot of people on hold. So if you're on hold and you just want to go right to it, you can go to WAMC.org.
Go to WAMC.org and follow the prompts.
We'll get you one way or the other. Don't worry.
Operators are standing by. 1-800-LEWIS-LUMINER. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Come on, everybody. Let's move it. Let's move it now. We've got to do it this second. You can't wait because, well, just because you can't. Joe?
15. So we started off wanting $315,000, getting to that point, so we can make this $5,000 challenge. And this is from Anonymous. And so this is, we've made these. We had one yesterday. We had the one the day before yesterday. We made all of them. So don't screw this up. We've got a good record going.
No, we have doing terrifically.
$3,300.
Okay, Joe. So here. $5,000 if we can do it. We needed $25,000 to get that $5,000. Out of that $25,000, how much have we got?
I'm sorry, Alan. I
21,000 something.
Yeah.
I do so much math.
Yes, I'm
journalists are lousy in math.
I think I have a piece of advice. We should get Trump's tax advisors to work for us.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Oh, then we made it a week ago.
Yeah.
It's $2,800, Alan.
We need $2,800. We have how long to go, Joe?
So to answer your question, give or take a few dollars, we've made $23,000.
Okay. So how long do we have to go in this?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
$2,800.
Now, have we ever done that in a fund drive? We have. And all I can say is, but nobody is, as Pete sang so well, you got to walk this lonesome valley, got to walk it for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. Please, everybody, we're all in this together. We all have made this station what it is. All you got to do is walk to a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262. And at that moment, you will have helped save this station and we'll get the $5,000 and all the people in the valley will be happy.
All right, 1-800-323-9262. We need your help, 1-800-323-9262. Also, you can do it online and it's very easy to do it online. You just go and it'll say pledge now and you're off to the races. 1-800-323-9262. We are under $2,000 right now, but we only have 6 minutes.
6 minutes for $2,000. We've done that before. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking that everybody get in on it. I walked through the streets of Great Barrington yesterday evening, and people were coming up to me and say, did you make it this morning? Did you make it? Well, that's because everybody's invested in their station.
So I hate to interrupt, but
1869.
Do you know what the plans are to cover the Senate vote? I mean, has anybody indicated when it's going to happen or whether it's going to
happen?
Coverage?
On Friday will be the procedural vote. Saturday will be the regular vote.
Yeah, there could be upwards of 30 hours of debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll be
overnight. It'll be like never ending.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that McConnell, who's been really despicable, but he says he's been couching this, we're going to win this. He uses the word win this. This is not the nuanced.
No.
We have a situation here, and we're going to work our way through it, and we believe we have enough votes to get him confirmed. But if you put it in the win and lose, it further separates the two sides.
That
makes it a death match.
Judy said before, politics is disgusting.
This polarization
was right.
Endorsed, right?
Okay. Joe, where are we, please?
We need $1,300. We have 5 minutes.
$1,300, 5 minutes. That means everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And here comes Sarah with some more missiles.
more missiles.
Let's see. And we have heard from Adrian, no, Ayadin. I think it says
Aiden.
Here. No, A-R-I-A-D-N-E. Arianum. All right.
4 minutes.
Okay, here we go. People, most of whom have not studied the Constitution, read the Federalist Papers, keep advocating changes to the Constitution without understanding the implications. The Founding Fathers carefully structured the balance of power and checks and balances. Our system works when we stay engaged by voting, advocating, and teaching civics to our children. Changing the Constitution opens the way to totalitarianism. And Nicholas says, the Supreme Court has functioned since 1789, been led largely by conservative judges from its inception. Historically, these justices do change their minds over time. Well, obviously, we have not seen such evolution in the minds of Scalia or Thomas. As Jefferson suggested, the Constitution is merely wax in their hands. We should worry, but we may yet survive the experience. How are we doing there, Joe?
We're doing great.
Okay.
Did you want to say something, Vera?
It's okay.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
And Bill says, I totally agree with Vera Carias Kelly on the country being highly divided, needing, I'm so sorry, a coming together, which is what you would expect from the president. It's too bad that the current one is not doing this and has no interest in doing even to the point of pushing the divide. Makes me very sad, Bill.
We need $389.
In how long?
Yes.
Three minutes.
I mean,
3 minutes and $389.
Oh, boy.
It's creating stress for all of us.
Which
on
one?
All levels.
You mean the fund drive?
I mean, the polarization in addition to the fund drive. I mean, all of it together is just too much.
Together, our hearts are just going to explode.
I mean, Judy and we talked about this a little bit earlier, how distressing this past week, actually the past two
Got
weeks
it.
Have been for women in particular and allies to women, our friends and partners. We have had so many conversations about how we cannot believe that this leadership has become so exceptionally hostile.
So what are you going
to
do about
half
it?
Of the population?
I live with somebody. I'm giving this away. Who says that if the vote goes yes to confirm. Mm-hmm. She and her friends are going with pots and pans down to the Great Barrington Town Hall.
Well, I mean, we all can do different things. We all obviously need to step up and vote. But some of us participate in this radio show. Others donate to this radio show. Others march. Women and men and allies join nonprofit organizations, work on improving outreach and their own communities. We all can do something to make this country a better place.
So, Joe, over to you, Joe.
We have made it.
Yay!
Our thanks to Anonymous.
Anonymous from Rifton. I didn't think we were going to do it, but we did.
Well, we did.
We did. So we have 2 minutes to remind you that we still need a lot of money in the lockbox, as Alan has pointed out, that we need $500,000. We're at $300,000, and with the challenge, we'll be over $320,000, so that's good.
And what about that breakfast and the
we still
all-star
have,
panel?
We still have tickets for the panel, and I have to bring that up on the great machine, and it's... It is a midterm election panel, Roundtable Live, $100 a ticket, and there are about half the tickets are available, and which means about 100 chances. So if you want them, do it now. It's going to be from 8:15. We'll open the doors. The show will begin at 9 to 11. Malcolm Nance, Judith Enck, Sarah Rogerson, Mike Spain,
Jen Smith, David Soares, and more. And we will we'll be there. We'll have a buffet. We'll talk. We'll I don't know. We'll celebrate. We'll cry. I don't know what we'll do. We'll find out.
I hope we will celebrate.
I have homework for people. You should look up on the Washington Post website a column by Max Boot, who I believe is a conservative.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He is, except for he has now become an independent because he has said the party of the Republicans is the party of Trump, and I cannot support that party.
Well, he says in his most recent column, Trump may not be the worst president in the history of the country, but he is the worst person to be president in the history of the country.
Anyway, Alice has written to the roundtable, say, dear panel, while my husband Tom is currently donating online, I just wanted to say, you're right, there's nothing like WAMC, and especially the roundtable. We discovered you when we lived in Little Falls and now stream the roundtable every morning in Branford, Connecticut. Thank you. And that's from Alice.
Oh, how nice. That's so great.
All right. We are out of time. My thanks to everybody. Thanks for making the challenge. Thanks to Anonymous for providing the challenge. Thanks for everybody doing their part. Very well done. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back after this.